O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Jean Mart Incorporated, Boardlaw's Home Furnishings, Artigo's Food Lane, Blake's Pharmacies, and Floyd's Record Shop. Les deux lignes de téléphone est ouvert à 363-2-1-2-4, area code 337-363-2-1-2-4. Et si tu as un compte, un comment, une question, peut-être comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais, ou peut-être tu as des mémoires pour la tradition de Cajun en connexion avec la fête du jour de Pâques. C'est tous des bons sujets pour chier avec nous Zara, ce matin sur la tasse de café pour mercredi, le 8 avril. Et comment ça va, Jim?
Marc, il y a assez de... Alors, faudra j'essaie d'approcher le microphone. Il y a assez de messages, des notes ici. J'apprécie de trouver ma place. Et puis,
t'as des papiers, Jim.
Oh, il y a des papiers sur tous les bords, je te dis. Allons voir, Aster. All right, je crois que je suis à la bonne place ici. Là. OK. Allons voir si je peux trouver, Aster, le mot du jour.
All right.
Enfin, j'avais des livres et des papiers devant moi. Le mot du jour. All right. Quand il parle pour un cold front qu'à prévenir. A cold front is... we had a cold front.
Mm-hmm.
On a eu le coup du Nord.
Le coup du Nord.
Oui, un coup de Nord.
Un coup de Nord.
Un coup de Nord. It's like a cold wave, front. A cold front came in. All right. And cool, il y a tout le temps la discussion, comment la différence de frais et froid. OK?
Mm-hmm.
Accordant à le livre ici, for cool, le mot est frais. All right?
OK.
For cold, le froid.
Le froid.
Le froid. J'ai le froid. Ou des fois, ça fait bien froid. You know, it's very cold. OK?
So, frais et froid.
Oui, ça, c'est notre et le coup de nord. Ça, c'est notre mot du jour pour aujourd'hui.
Et un petit lagnap aussi.
All right. Allons en rester.
Et on a attrapé un email l'autre jour, Jim.
Oui, exactement. Ça a été adressé. Ça vient de Barney Ortego. Barney Ortego. There's no notation here, but anyway, it was an email, right?
Right.
Dear Mark, I was listening to La Tasse de Café on April 3rd, and you asked, how can some people tell how strong an egg is by hitting it on the teeth? Here is my answer. Now, he said, my father told me, and we'd love to know who the father was, but anyway, my father told me that I could learn how to do this with a dozen eggs. What is needed? A fairly good set of upper front teeth. No false teeth. All right. Pas de dents de boutique. A dozen boiled eggs. Later you can use raw eggs, but for this training exercise, you will want to boil them because you're going to break 11 eggs. If the eggs are raw, you'll have a big mess on your hands or in your mouth or whatever. Note, when you do use raw eggs, it is best to put some alcohol on a washcloth so that you can clean the surface of the eggs and your hands before you put the eggs to your mouth. Okay? Steps. Step one, put some cool boiled eggs in a carton. Step two, pretend the eggs are numbered 1 to 12. Step three, take the eggs number 1 and 12 out of the carton. Smile, you know, open up, and hit the egg number 1 on your teeth, then do the same with egg number 12. Step 5, listen to the sound that each egg makes as you hit it on your teeth, and then you guess which egg you think sounds harder. After that, remember this is boiled eggs you're practicing with, after that you pop the eggs until one of them breaks, and see if you were right or wrong. You put the winner in slot 1 of the carton and the loser, the busted egg, in slot 12. Then you take eggs 2 and 11 out of the carton and repeat these steps with these eggs, putting the winner in slot 2 and the loser in slot 11, so forth and so on. You know, the broken eggs on one side of the carton and the good eggs unbroken on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Now, do the same thing with eggs 3 and 10, 4 and 9, and so forth. Okay, now you have 6 winners and 6 losers. Non, mais ça prend du temps pour expliquer toute cette affaire, hein? Take eggs 1 and 6 and repeat the steps. You know, knock them together. Hit them, knock on your teeth first to see which one you think is the stronger, and then knock them together. continue until you have only one unbroken angle champion dans le carton de 12 œufs. By now, you should have some idea as to what hard eggs and weak eggs sound like when you're hitting on your front teeth. Okay? Then, after that, you try this same procedure on raw eggs. But remember, do not pock them. That's raw eggs, unless you want a real big mess. He says, I hope this helps, and that is from Barnett article.
But he never gave us the idea, what does a strong egg sound like?
But, Mark, unless you want to do it right here in front of the microphone, you can't do that just by talking about it, you know? You have to try this out like he explained. That's the only way, I guess, okay. You know? Of course, I wouldn't be able to do that because I've got a bridge. But anyway, you could take and knock that on your, on your teeth in front of by the microphone. Turn up your volume real high on your mic and then...
And I'm just wondering, because my dad always told me there was a certain tooth he would use, and he didn't mention anything but a certain tooth, just at any tooth.
Yeah, right, right. But a certain tooth. My dad also used a certain
tooth. A certain tooth.
Yeah, right, like close to the eye tooth or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
C'est paré pour un call, Jim.
Oh, mais après tout ça, oui, je suis paré pour un phone call. Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Je t'ai cassé assez d'œufs.
Écoute, on a cassé des œufs, on a fait prétendre qu'on t'a cassé des œufs.
Good. Une petite histoire pour Boudreau et sa femme Clotilde.
Mon cheveu.
Ça restait dans la campagne. Un jour, la savane a pris en feu. Et le feu est venu au magasin. Ils ont un gros magasin là. Tout brûlé le magasin. Tout ça qui était dedans. Une grosse patte. Après, Boudreau est allé observer tout ça qu'il avait perdu. Et on dit de peut faire ça. Clotilde a monté sur le fond et elle appelle la compagnie d'assurance. Elle a dit, il y a un gros feu, magasin, tout ça que t'es dedans. Elle a dit, tu peux envoyer le chèque pour 50 000. Mais l'homme dit, madame, il dit, c'est pas comme ça la compagnie d'assurance fait. Ça dit, ça on va faire, on va remplacer ta patte. Oh, c'est comme ça, elle va faire ça. Mais elle dit, alors, tu peux canceler le policy d'assurance chez mon mari.
Oh, mon Dieu. So, that was a curve, Floyd.
No replacement.
She didn't want that.
Replacement value.
Merci beaucoup.
All right, plus tard.
All right. Bien bon. Floyd, Floyd Swallow, un autre histoire. Did I not call?
Yes, sir.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello?
Yes, Stephen.
Hey, Mr. Jim, how you doing?
All right, sir.
All right, that's good. Last night, late last night, I was listening to y'all older goaters around 9 o'clock, 9:10, and I heard a record. It was called "Fools Fall in Love," but it was a very old version.
Uh-huh.
I know it by Elvis Presley, but when the record went off, you know, it just went to another record. I was wondering who did that old take on it.
It's the Drifters.
The Drifters?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, the Drifters and Clyde McFadder. Yes.
All
Fools
right, thank
Fall
you.
In Love, The Drifters, and then Elvis also recorded it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
563-2124, les lignes de téléphone, il va encore.
Allons parler pour East End Exxon, mes amis. La prochaine fois que tu as besoin du gasoline ou du diesel, tu veux être sûr de venir les visiter au East End Exxon, le coin de la Sud Châtaignier et East Main, ici à la Ville Plate. Ils ont les pompes self-serve pour le diesel et le gasoline. Tu peux user ça n'importe quel temps avec ton Speed Pass ou Credit Card. Et là, ils ont full service. Les pompes où tu viens là, leurs attendants vont venir, ils vont pomper votre gasoline et ils vont check essuyer tes glaces, tes windshields, check la pression d'air dans les tires et le dessous le hood pour être sûr que tout est en bon ordre. Ça se fait, tu as le choix là, dans deux différentes qualités de service pour le gasoline et, of course, sur self-service, on le dit sur le site. Mais n'oubliez pas, mes amis, que tous les mercredis et les vendredis, ça c'est Oil Change Special Day. Ça veut dire que pour 20$ et 99 sous, $20.99, ils vont changer ton huile et ta cartouche, ton filter, pour juste 20.99, autant que 5 quarts d'huile. Ça se fait, oubliez pas de venir voir. Ou si tu veux de l'information d'avance, appelle 363-NNNN. Oubliez pas qu'il est ouvert lundi au vendredi, 7h à 5h, le samedi matin, jusqu'à 12h du midi. Eastern Exxon, au coin de East Main et South Chatania, à la Ville Plate.
OK, Jim, on a un autre call.
On va prendre un autre phone call et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim. Ça, c'est Alvin Soileau.
Oui, Alvin, go ahead.
C'est pas grave. Moi, j'ai eu un rêve hier soir.
T'as eu un rêve?
Oui. Dans le temps, on se tapait la bourrée, tu travaillais avec un team à vieux Pingou. Il avait deux simulés, ça s'appelait ça Tom et Salé.
Tom et Salé, c'était le nom de les mulets?
Ah, c'est le nom de mulets.
Et
je t'appelle travailler du petit coton avec un moulin. Tu te rappelles des moulins?
Oh, mais oui. Et ça, c'était une charrue sur des roues.
Ouais.
Et,
mais ça allait beaucoup bien. Pascal est après Wanda. Comment serait-il appelé ça en français? Un moulin.
Mais ça, c'était le moulin. Le monde appelait ça un moulin, mais c'était le brand name. C'était le nom de la compagnie qui les faisait.
Ouais, mais.
Rolling Cultivator.
OK. Arrête. Tu n'as déjà entendu quelqu'un parler d'autre chose qu'un moulin?
Non. Non, c'est tout le temps appelé ça un moulin.
T'as-tu entendu un éléphant dire c'est un gentilleur ou c'est un péon, tu parais?
T'es bien, Alvin.
C'est tout le temps moulin.
Oui. Oui. Et il y en avait qui avaient un site dessus aussi. Tu connais, tu pouvais t'asseoir dessus.
Ouais,
mais la majorité.
Ça, c'est pas les bons moulins. Ça, ouais,
c'est la moche travail et toi, tu parles pour aussi en marchant en arrière cette affaire-là.
Ah, ouais, t'avais des bras.
Et là, quand tu t'apprêtes à passer les sides, Alvin, autour du coton ou le maillot que tu as, il faut les porter attention pour pas, tu connais, tu ne peux pas guetter alentour parce que tu aurais pu passer ou arracher toute la récolte sur le top du rond.
Jim,
si
tu avais ça bien ajusté, c'est ça, un gros spring, ajusté comme ça, ça travaillait bien, ça.
Oh oui, c'était bien magnifique.
Mais il faudrait aller faire. Alors, comment tu appelles ça? C'est des qui, ça?
En anglais, Rolling Cultivator.
Et en français?
Ben, on appelait ça un moulin, c'est tout ça que je peux dire. Une charrue sur les roues.
Mais c'est juste des moulins, ça faisait, là.
Oui.
Il n'y avait pas d'autre nom.
C'est exactement.
C'était la Pâque, c'est même,
right? Oui. Il dit, mais j'ai rabouré avec mon moulin.
Ah oui, tout le monde avait des moulins.
Oui, exactement.
Ah.
Ça, tu vois, alors, tu as eu un rêve pour ça, Alvin.
Et bien, c'est assez naturel, je dirais, ça peut le faire.
Oui, mais
comme... Je pense que ça peut deux dreams ou... Je vais dire la paresse, quand même, dans ces temps-là. C'est mieux du train. Reste avec, là.
Ah, mais oui. Bon, mais toi, tu as prêt à revenir avec des vieilles affaires, des vieux temps.
Je pense que c'est combien de heures que tu fais ça. OK, Jean.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
OK, les lignes de téléphone sont ouvertes.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, je m'imagine qu'il y a un tac après écouter à cette heure-là qu'à travailler les moulines. All right, on va parler pour Manual Hardware. En parlant des outils, Manual Hardware a toutes sortes d'outils que tu as besoin autour du form, autour de la cour et l'industrie et toutes sortes de choses. Kirk Manual et tout le crew sera content de vous servir, mes amis, et vous inviter de venir pour toutes les choses que tu as besoin, les morceaux de remplacement pour tes mowing machines, les coupeuses à herbes et toutes les autres qualités des outils autour de la place, à la main ou power tool, et tu vas trouver qu'ils sont... Les peintures aussi, tout ça que tu as besoin pour peinturer avec, des formes non. Et là, n'oubliez pas qu'ils ont des escaliers en concrete, tu vas trouver des utility poles, pour service poles, pour ton mobile home et tout ça, les articles de plumbing, électricité. Enfin, il y a assez d'affaires que ce serait impossible de dire tous les choses qu'ils ont. N'oubliez pas qu'ils sont à 1209 West Main. Ça, c'est collé après le Hardware Savage, là, sur le bord du ouest de la Grande Rue. Numéro de fond, 363-5528. 363-5528. Et ça, c'est le Manual Hardware ici à la Ville-Plate qui vous souhaite une beaucoup bonne fête de Pâques cette semaine ici.
Jim, as you mentioned yesterday or today in your news about the Rotary Club's visit to the new Arboretum visitor center. Talk about a pretty building, Jim.
It is.
Oh, listen. It's going to be open, I think, later in the summer. But my question to see if anybody can jog their memories, the original Arboretum facility, when did the Arboretum actually open?
Well,
what year did it open?
Let's have somebody call in 363-2124. I can still, and of course, there was the Caroline Dorman Lodge, which was named after the conservationist lady, and then of course Prof. J.D. Lafleur, I can still picture old Prof. Klon walking up those hills with his stick, you know, and explaining every, identifying every tree along. You wanted to add a comment to that, Cheryl?
Oh, that's why they're naming the new lodge after Prof.
Right, exactly, because old Prof was, he was really a pioneer in pushing for the development of this. And let's not forget Ms. Dupre also, and there was an exchange of property, I think, so that they could have it all together with, you know, adjacent to Chico State Park way back. But I'm sure somebody can tell us when that opened.
Okay, Jim, when I dot call, right now.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Jim, c'est JD.
Oui, JD de L'Anse Bleu.
C'est la semaine sainte et vendredi saint, faut planter le parti. Et là, faut que tu travailles la terre avant vendredi saint. Là, faut que tu teignes les œufs.
All right, tu vas teindre les œufs le jeudi ou le vendredi?
Vendredi.
Vendredi.
C'était là le jour où ça teintait les œufs.
All right,
Pour user pour les teintures. J'éteins des œufs, il y en a assez avec du marc à café et des feuilles de bois pillant, des feuilles des oignons violets.
Oui.
Et là, j'éteins avec des murs d'arbres. Ça fait une jolie couleur.
Oh oui. Alors.
Là, j'éteins avec, je crois que c'est comme ça que tu dis ça, j'ai des walnuts. Black walnuts. Je crois que ça appelait ça des noix gales.
Enduré ça.
Et j'éteins avec ça aussi.
Alors, toi, tu as usé toutes des couleurs naturelles.
Oui. Là. Tu connais, ça usait des étoffes, mais là, la teinte, ça ne déteint pas les nouvelles
ouais.
couleurs. Mais les autres fois, ça déteintait beaucoup.
C'était pas color fast, comme ça dit Astor.
C'est color fast, ça ne fait pas de différence. Mais ça, c'était des mois. Là, il y avait du chou gras, mais il n'est pas en graines, c'est trop de bonheur. Du chou gras fait beaucoup une jolie couleur.
All right, le chou gras, comment tu dis ça en anglais, Jay?
C'est du poke salad.
All right, the poke salad, grit your teeth, poke salad and grit. Grit your teeth and use poke salad.
Là, et là, la semaine passée, ils ont parlé des poc-poc. Et nous avons appelé ça les poc-poc des mamours. C'est du indigo, ça. Mon chenet qui... Je n'ai qui fleurit à ce temps, là. Il y en a qui fleurit blanc et il y en a qui fleurit jaune.
All right.
Ça bouillait les feuilles, ça faisait la couleur bleue.
Oui, indigo blue,
Parce qu'avant, l'industrie des cannes dans la Louisiane, il y avait une grosse industrie des indigo.
Oh, OK.
Il y avait une grosse industrie des indigo.
Ça usait ça pour faire de la couleur.
Pour faire de la couleur, oui.
Après,
c'est juste que je voulais dire qu'il n'y a pas.
Bon, je vais dire, ça, c'est de la bonne information, Jay. Et là, tu te rappelles, des fois, il y avait des vieux... Merci, bon, on a fait passer le café. Il y avait des vieux chapeaux.
Ouais.
Et comme tu dis, c'était pas comme Master, la couleur, ça déteindait.
Oui, ça déteint.
Mettre ça dans la chaudière,
Oui. OK.
Ben, écoute, merci beaucoup pour l'information. On apprécie ça beaucoup.
OK, thank you, Bob.
OK, J.D. Swallow.
So, indigo in French is poc-poc. Is that what he said?
I think that's what he said.
I've heard us use that term last week, so that's
And yeah, right, he mentioned that, referred to last week, and then choux gras is poke salad.
Oh, like the song, Poke Salad Andy.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, right, I've never been sure, though, of identifying which was the poke salad when I'd go out in the wild, to pick that up. And supposedly it's very good for you, you know, you boil that and cook it and so forth, but also used for coloring, I think, what Jason said.
And I'll call, Jim.
Okay, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, this is Firm Yori Mamu. Memory serves, I think the Arboretum opened in 1965.
1965, huh? Sure. Okay, that would be, 44 years ago or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in that vicinity.
All right, very good. We appreciate the information.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling, sir.
All right, so 1965, ça c'est un bon bouton. Café
oh,
bon, Jim.
Oh, café bon ce matin. Oh, il est bon. Ça vient de le paquet jaune, je suis sûr.
Uh-huh. Phone lines are back open. If you want to get in on the conversation, your memories of the Arboretum, your thoughts and memories of maybe old Easter traditions, since this is Holy Week, Easter Week, give us a phone call. We want to hear from you.
All right. Merci bien. On va parler tendu en espace pour un autre phone call. On va parler pour Quality Medical Care and Services. Quand le docteur dit que tu as besoin de certains matériaux pour soigner quelqu'un chez autre, soyez sûr de choisir Quality Medical Care and Services. Ça, c'est sur Tate Cove Road, le chemin de l'Anse de Tête, au Highland Park Shopping Center. Venez visiter avec le manivelleur Tim Possum Fontenot et son team de professionnels. Ils vont être contents de suivre les ordres du docteur exactement et ça peut répondre à votre question. Rappelez-vous qu'il peut vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. Et pour les personnes qui, après souffert avec la maladie de sans doute, diabetes, Quality Medical Care and Services vous offre une ligne complète de les souliers pour les diabetics et les testing supplies pour les diabetics. Leur numéro de phone, 363-8101. 363-8101, 8101. Et puis aller chez vous et faites avec les souliers de diabetics et puis vous offre l'oxygène et les différentes charges que tu as besoin qui va avec ça et tes wheelchairs, les lits d'hôpital, des scooters et beaucoup d'autres. Ils ont un grand showroom avec toutes sortes de charges, plein de l'espace pour park parce que c'est droit là, au Highland Park Shopping Center, entre Browns et Champagne. Tu peux pas manquer la place, ouvert 8h à 5h lundi au jeudi, 8h à 4h sur le samedi. Tu peux les appeler, le numéro de fond est valable 24h par jour. Ça se fait, n'oubliez pas, ça c'est au Highland Park Shopping Center, une deuxième location à Oakdale. Et happy Easter à tous de vous, de Quality Medical Care and Services.
Jim, we just have this news announcement from the Timamu Water District that for those of you listening in who are customers of the Timamu Water District, water in the By the Way subdivision will be cut off at about 9 o'clock this morning and about an hour from now for 2 or 3 hours so they can make some repairs. So if you live in the By the Way subdivision, water service will be shut off from 9 o'clock for about 2 or 3 hours so they can make some repairs.
All right. So if you were planning to use some water later on this morning from 9 o'clock on, you'd better put some water aside right now if you live in the By the Way subdivision. Okay? Merci pour l'information.
And I'll call.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Ça ici, c'est Borne des Hôtels.
Borne des Hôtels. Bonjour.
I'm the guy that wore the first Arboretum building that was put up.
Mm-hmm.
I was an electrical contractor.
And what? And when was that, Barney?
Oh, man, I don't remember. It was in the 70s, I think, maybe a little earlier.
In the 60s?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had just started contracting when I...
So you wired up that building that was the Caroline Dorman Lodge and the surrounding area?
That first building that was put up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. At the Arboretum.
I started in 59, and I had just started contracting. So.
Uh-huh, so the early 60s.
Oh. Way back yonder.
Yeah, c'est longtemps passé, Bonnie.
Wait. I just want to tell you all that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, 363-2124. 363-2124. You know, one thing that you were talking about, the Arboretum and Chico Park, that I've heard a lot of people remind me. In fact, you and I had talked about this the other day, Jim. At one time, Chico Park used to have a jukebox, and they had speakers all over the park so
yes,
that
sir.
The music, wherever you were in the park, you could uh-huh. hear the music.
Right, and all the camping areas, you know.
And all of the areas. Exactly.
Yeah, right. They had the jukebox right there, the concession stand, you know, in the front when you get to the main area of the park. And it was a nickel then.
Sansu.
Oui. 5 sous. Là, je crois peut-être ça a remonté à 10 sous avant, ils ont fermé tout l'affaire. Mais
wow.
Il y avait des speakers, there were speakers in all the picnic and camping areas there at the park. And it was fun. It was a fun place.
It was, and I'm sure it still is. And
yes.
And I don't call, Jim.
All right.
Well, not for us.
Yeah, not for us. The lines are busy. So if you're trying to call La Tasse and the line is busy, just keep trying is all we can tell you. Just keep trying until you can get through.
Got somebody now.
All right, now we have somebody. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien.
Hey, my name is Barbara Mayer, and the Chico Park, they used to have a zoo there at one time.
Yes, ma'am. We talked about that last week, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. They used to have some a bear. I can remember I was a little girl. I got bit by it.
You got bit by what?
A bear.
You got bit by the bear?
Uh-huh. He almost bit my finger off.
Well, you must have stuck your arm pretty far into that cage,
exactly,
huh?
Exactly, where it didn't belong.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they had little raccoons and all kinds of other little animals
turtles,
there.
Yeah, turtles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big loss to Chico Park.
Yeah, that was right when they closed that down. But it was getting to be a problem of maintaining that and seeing that the animals were comfortable and all that.
What year was that? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember. I was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Back in the 50s, maybe?
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't recall when that closed down. Maybe somebody listening in can remember when they shut that down, you know. But anyhow.
Okay, y'all have a nice Easter.
All right, that's when you could rent a boat for a dollar.
Wow, Jim. Ça, c'était pas. Yeah, no.
Oui.
Got another call.
Another call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim. It's Camille.
Yes, Camille.
How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you.
In the fall of 1965, I was a cotton picker then. And we were asked to sing when they had the opening of the Carol Dorman Lodge.
Uh-huh.
And that would have been in, that, like I said, I was at junior in high school, 1965. And, of course, I guess because it was prof there, maybe that's why we got to go. But we had a really good time
uh-huh.
that day. There were a lot of dignitaries that came.
Uh-huh.
The eight girls, we were four from Sacred Heart and four from Philpott High.
All right.
It was Evelyn Gilry and Jerry Curall and Linda Vaillant and Sheila Attalise. And myself, and Susan Johnson, and let's see, Darlene Zimmer, Cindy Buller, were cotton pickers. So we had a really good time. So that's when that was. That was in 65.
Camille, you have a remarkable memory. And, of course, we can mention that, of course, the new center will be named after your uncle.
Right. In fact, my cousins, hopefully all three of the boys, I hope J.D. can come, too. And Steve has the picture that Prof had hanging, the portrait that, and you remember that, Mr. Jim, when he retired in 57 or 58 at Philpott High.
Uh-huh.
He had a really pretty oil painting that used to hang in the foyer at Philpott High. And Steve has that picture, and we're going to offer it to the new lodge.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Hopefully when they do it in July, maybe, you know, we'll be able to have it then.
Uh-huh.
And I know Steve and Dyer will come, and like I said, they're anxious to go to the opening, to the grand opening.
Oh, yes, yes. And it's a wonderful tribute to a man.
Yes, I'm sure he would be delighted, and H. Sue, too, because almost every flower and everything grown at the Arboretum that they could, they had it at their camp also.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And, you know,
pedagogues. Pedagogue's paradise.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And he had them labeled, and you couldn't go to Prof's camp without him telling us, and we had to walk out and see what of the plants was which and when they grew and where they were from and which Indian had brought them here. And anyway, that was he loved it, you know.
And
so, yeah, that's going to be a real nice thing, but I think 65 is the year.
A wonderful tribute to a man who was a dedicated educator and naturalist.
Okay, y'all have a great day and a good Easter.
Thank you, Camille.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Lines are back open. Donnez-nous un phone call, mes amis.
All right. Allons parler pour Jamords Incorporated, un nom qui est beaucoup familier parmi le monde du territoire ici pour beaucoup des années. David Jamard et son staff est content d'être capable de travailler pour vous et vous fournir les choses que vous avez besoin, que ce soit pour bâtir un sunroom, un screen room. Tu peux l'appeler n'importe quel manière que tu veux, mais ça connaît comment faire ça pour vous. Ça peut mettre des couvertures par-dessus ton garage, ton carport ou ton patio, et ça peut faire des remplacer les portes et les châssis, mettre des portes et des châssis doublés pour préserver l'énergie dans votre maison. Ils peuvent vous mettre des awnings aussi, ils sont experts pour ça, et installer des dalles, seamless gutters, toutes sortes de choses comme ça, mes amis, que ça fait et qu'ils sont des experts dans ça parce que c'est un business de famille depuis en 1948. Appel numéro de fond, 363-N205, 363-1205 ou sur le internet www.jamards.com. Leur adresse, leur place de business est 1068 Vocational Drive, Villeplatte. Ça, c'est dans le Ward 1 Industrial Park et de la famille de Jamard et tous les employés. Bonne fête à tous de vous. Okay, Mark. What we got?
Happy birthday à le quelque chose qu'on use temps en temps, peut-être quelques années de nous autres usent en état. Oleomargarine, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Oleomargarine was patented in 1873. Et mon question, je connais butter, c'est du beurre en français. Comment tu dis oleomargarine en français?
On a l'habitude de dire ça, du margarine.
Du margarine?
Oui. Et tu te rappelles, non, toi tu te rappelles pas de ça, mais les premiers cas sortis que moi je me rappelle,
the little yellow tablet.
C'était comme une graisse, un morceau de graisse, et là tu avais de la poudre jaune pour mêler, tu fais des fonds ça et tu mêlais la poudre jaune, ça faisait la couleur du beurre.
Exactly.
Imitation butter.
It was had the imitation color.
An imitation de beurre.
Yeah.
But that's maybe somebody else remembers about what their early experiences with oleomargarine, huh? Parce que Jack, ça goûtait pas trop bon ça. 363-2124. 1952, on this date, President Harry Truman seized the steel industry to avert a nationwide strike. The U.S. Supreme Court later ruled that Truman had overstepped his authority. Well, what about, how does that compare with the current thing, takeover of GM or certain banks and so forth, you know?
Exactement.
There's a comparison there. All right. What else? Picasso, the artist, died on this date at the age of 91 in 1973. Kidot. Oh, former First Lady Betty Ford is 91 today, Mark. She's 91 today.
Wow, she's getting there.
And, do you remember the lovely little Lennon sisters on the Lawrence Welk show?
The Lennon sisters, yes.
You do remember the Lennon sisters on the Lawrence Welk show. Peggy Lennon is 68 today. Okay.
Let's see, got another call?
All right. Alors, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air.
Okay. Let's see, Jim.
Somebody that does not want to go on the air.
Got him. Right now.
Right now?
Yes.
All right. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle? Still nobody there,
yes,
Mark.
Yes, they're there. Hello.
Well, if there's somebody on the line, I hear them breathing. But
I hear them breathing.
They don't want to say hello. Okay.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead. Who's this?
Okay, they hung up.
Yeah. We tried. Let's try this call.
Okay. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim.
Uh-huh.
And Gene McMillan. You're talking about old Prof.
Yes.
You talk about mot de jour, you ought to have the one with the ants in the pants.
The ants in the pants?
Yeah, because that's the first time I felt ants in my pants.
After a visit to Prof's office?
He visited my barn.
Yes, he could do that too, Gene.
Catch your ankle, bud.
Oh, yes.
That's what I wanted to say, all y'all. Have a good time.
Right. Thank you. And also, another specialist in that was Mr. Clarence Swallow, who was assistant principal. Bend over and grab that ankle, and he had the Board of Education.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for calling. And I think there was less discipline problems in those days because there was some corporal punishment involved if you got sent to the principal's office.
Uh-huh.
All right.
It sounds like you're saying that from experience, Jim.
A first-hand witness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alors on va parler pour Le Floyd's Record Shop. Et of course, Le Floyd's Record Shop est bien connu dans tout le monde. You remember the sign nationally advertised, parce que c'était advertised sur les grosses stations de radio des années passées qui couvraient toute la nation. Et puis, le nom de Floyd's Record Shop était reconnu dans toute la nation et presque dans toutes les nations du monde, parce que le monde connaissait que ça pouvait trouver toutes les qualités de musique que ça voulait, pas juste la musique country, western et pop, mais standard pop, mais aussi ça on appelle à ce Swamp Pop et Cajun et Creole et tout ça, c'était avalable au Floyd's Record Shop. Ils ont toujours de la musique là, mais les instruments de musique de toutes les qualités que tu aurais besoin, mes amis, partir de les musiques à bouche jusqu'à les accordéons, les violons, guitares, keyboards, les tambours et toutes sortes de choses comme ça. Et tu vas trouver naturellement que... Il peut vous fournir les instruments de musique que vous voulez, mais là, allons pas oublier de mentionner les services que ça vous offre, comme transfer tes digital photos de ton digital camera dessus des DVDs, aussi transférer tes vieux home movies dessus les DVDs et faire une production que, je vais dire quoi, tu croirais que ça vient de Hollywood, ça. Et puis allons pas oublier de mentionner leurs phonographes. ou si tu veux appeler comme on a l'habitude de dire les graphophones, tu connais, mais tu peux jouer tes vieux disques. Tu as des vieux disques, des vieux records qui sont cachés dans une closette en quelque place ou dans une caisse en bas de lit ou dans le grenier. Les chansons, tu peux jouer tes vieux records dessus ça. Et il y en a jusqu'à des modèles que tu peux transférer dessus des CDs. Et il y en a qui ont des remote control aussi. Et là, les reproductions de les radios. Tes radios des vieux temps, les radios électricité, tes cross les radios. Et tu peux en acheter des pareils comme ça, Star, au Floyd's Record Shop, East Main, à la Ville Plate, qui vous soit tout une beaucoup bonne saison, une semaine sainte et jour de Pâques.
OK, Jim, on a un autre call.
All right, et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
C'est Ruby Rougeau qui parle.
Oui, Miss Ruby, go ahead.
I wanted to comment on the Oreo margarine.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You got it in a solid bar, just like you'd buy a bar of butter,
uh-huh.
A pound of butter. You know, if you before they used to cut it in pieces put it in a one pound bag. You have to kind of let it get soft,
uh-huh.
And you put the coloring in, the yellow coloring in, and you beat it and beat it and beat it until you could shape it in a bar.
Uh-huh.
Off like a bar of butter, you know?
Yeah.
And then you could keep it whole, or you could put it in the squares.
Uh-huh.
The squares yourself.
But yeah.
That started during World War II.
Uh-huh. During World War II is when we started using it around this part of the country, huh?
Yeah, and for a long time, but some of the old ladies, I was young at that time, you know, but some of the old ladies in my neighborhood, they could make it taste just like butter.
No kidding.
If you put too much of that yellow stuff, it would be too salty.
Uh-huh.
So they knew how to make the measurements. I don't know, maybe they had the instructions on the box. How much to put, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But there are some that were expert at making a bar of a...
And that was... Then
today it's more popular than butter is.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's more easily available. And of course, but in those days for the butter, a lot of us would, you know, remember how to make the butter from the cream.
Oh, well, yeah, those in the country, we envied them.
Yeah, on this.
They had all kinds of things that we didn't have. They grew everything and they used everything they grew.
Put that cream in a big jar and shake and shake until it is separated.
I love to see them make a homemade butter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At first, all they did was put the cream in a jar, airtight jar, and they'd shake it and shake it until it would separate.
Right.
But later on, they had a churn.
Yeah, the butter churn, uh-huh.
Everybody ended up in years later to have churns at their house all the time. But I'd go in the country to my grandmother's.
Yeah.
And they'd make that butter.
Right.
And I love to watch them do that.
And I remember that was one of my favorite things is to make butter because we'd take that cream in the jar and shake it until it would separate. Then I'd go to my aunt's house. We'd go spend the day over there, and they had a real butter churn.
Oh, yeah.
So and they had lots of milk and cream. And mm-hmm. One of the things I liked the best was to turn the crank on that butter churn and make the butter.
And then that buttermilk, the liquid from...
Uh-huh.
The bars, you could chill it, and it was just like the...
And it had a little salty taste to it.
It had a little salty taste. It was just like...
The skim milk of
today. Buttermilk.
Uh-huh. Or buttermilk, yeah.
Buttermilk.
Uh-huh. Buttermilk.
So they didn't store anything in those days.
Oh, yeah.
And they made cream cheese with the buttermilk.
Uh-huh. Et là, le cahier was the clabber. You could make a cheese with that too, huh?
Well, I don't know about cheese because I never had anybody at home to do
that.
Which
is something,
you know?
Like, what is it, cottage cheese maybe that's similar to that?
Cheese.
The old-time clabber, le cahier.
Yeah, that's cottage cheese they make.
Yeah.
You can buy in the stores, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you so much, Miss Ruby.
Okay, and you all have a nice Easter weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
And I'll call Jim.
All right. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Jim? This is Harvey.
Yes, Harvey, go ahead.
I wanted to, a few weeks ago or a few days ago, a man from Eunice called about this Big Bob that played with the Blue Sky Boys.
Uh-huh.
Well, Bill, there is recordings of Big Bob, and I have, it's a 5-CD set, and it's a box set, Mark. It's Bill. He played with Bill Bullock, Earl Bullock.
Are we talking about the same person
this
now?
This is a little local band.
This is a local band. Daddy Bob and the Blue Sky Boys was a Ville Platte group.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And you said that there's five CDs of the, of this band?
Said of the Blue Sky Boys and Big Bob. From.
But he wasn't known as Big Bob.
Yeah. Or Bob, anyway. But he's from Eunice.
Yeah, uh-huh. So there is a CD set, you say, of this music?
Yes.
Wow. We hadn't heard about that. Uh-huh.
But anyway, I wanted to mention it that this morning, that there is a recording from 1937. These was on 78s and transferred to CD.
Okay. Well, we'll like to take a look at that one of these days, Harvey.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care, Mr. Jim.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
All right. Phone lines are back open, 363-2124.
Okay. What else you have up there on your screen, Mark? You're usually looking at all kind of different things.
I'm digging. I haven't found anything yet, Jim.
Fouillé. All right. You're going to come up with something.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Comment tu dis le mot tuna en français, Jim?
Well, now.
If you want to eat a good tuna fish sandwich for Lent, comment tu dis tuna?
C'est un bon question. Moi, je ne sais pas la réponse pour ça. Tuna. How you say tuna fish?
Ouais.
En français?
Ouais.
OK. Mais imagine qu'il y a un nom pour ça. Mais on ne l'a pas à cette heure. 363-2124 if you know the answer to that one. Or any other question that pops up, or if you have your own question. Toujours bien. Allons parler pour Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Et, of course, ça, c'est un nom qui est rendu bien familier parmi notre population dans le sud et le central de la Louisiane, parce que ça, c'est la place pour trouver la fourniture que tu as besoin pour toutes les chambres, toutes les salles dans la maison. Pour exemple, il y a une location près de chez vous. Tu n'as pas besoin d'aller beaucoup loin pour arriver au Bordelon's Home Furnishings. À Crowley, Barry. À Jennings, c'est Charlie. Daddy Charlie. Pour à Marksville, c'est Todd et la Maury après vous servir dans leur location à Abbeville. Bordelon Home Furnishing, c'est toujours un business qui appartient à la famille et locale. Et tu vas trouver beaucoup une grande sélection de fournitures de les fameux noms comme Lane, Ashley, Broyhill, Lazy Boy et beaucoup d'autres. La fourniture pour tous les salles dans la maison et tu vas trouver des lampes, des cabinets, des tables, accents, des barstools, des miroirs et beaucoup d'autres accessories. Et là, pour des matelas, écoute, quand tu as besoin d'un set de matelas, tu peux venir avec la confiance que tu vas trouver exactement le matelas que tu veux par le fameux nom de Tempur-Pedic et les Englander et beaucoup d'autres. Ça se fait venir voir Bordelon's Home Furnishings et toute la famille de Bordelon vous dit bonne fête, bonne Pâques et bonne semaine à tous de vous. All right, ça se fait notre message pour le Bordelon Home Furnishings. Et qui d'autre en a?
OK, Jim, on a un autre call.
Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jim.
Uh-huh.
This is Roderick.
Yes, Roderick. Hey, I was talking about you last week or week before last, but I think you probably weren't tuned in at the time.
No, I've been kind of busy with my mom in hospital and nursing homes and whatnot, so
Well,
please. Told the wife a while ago, I just come back from the nursing home. I said, it's been about a month and a half since I listened to La tâche qu'à faire, c'est l'heure où j'attends, t'as juste après déjeuner.
All right, ben dis bonjour à ta maman pour nous autres, hein?
OK, thank you.
Yeah.
Je t'apprête à attendre l'homme qui sort de parler pour dire pour that there was a CD out for Daddy Bob and the Blue Sky Boys.
He kept referring to the name of Big Bob, and that's not
the same. It's a different one, I think it must have been a different.
Yeah, right, because he said something about 1937.
I thought so.
And that was a little earlier than Daddy Bob.
Quite a
and,
bit.
Daddy Bob and Bodo and Herman and.
Hey, that 37 must have been Yank to his own, yeah.
Way.
I was born in 35, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it must be a different group.
Did y'all record any music at all?
Well, yeah, we had made one record. In fact, I'd love to get my hands on one. I don't know why. For some reason or another, I guess, you know, the old 78s and most probably cracked or something, whatever. I tried to get in touch with J-Anne, you know, J-Anne Dupree?
Way,
Somebody had told me he had one. I talked with him, and anyway, I, you know, I don't have one, but I'd love to, sure love to get one, you know.
Oh, that would be great.
But, you know, that wasn't, I'm sure that was just a few of them made, I'd guess, you know, I don't know.
Where did y'all record the record at?
And you got me, that was all some of Daddy Bob stuff, you know.
And Crowley, maybe?
Pardon?
Could that have been at J.D. Miller's in Crowley, maybe, at that time, at, you know, way back then?
I just don't remember. I just don't remember. It's been too long back, too far back. And I don't remember where we recorded that thing at. You know, we was a bunch of teenagers and young teenagers.
Yeah.
And Daddy Bob, he was a married man and everything, and he'd pay everything for us, you know, nearly, you know, because he loved to play music. And I know he's the one, you know, had paid most probably for all the recordings
for
and everything.
The recording,
you know,
session.
So I just don't remember where that thing come from. I sure don't.
Yeah.
But it could have been from Miller's. You know, that was about the only one back then in this area.
And the closest one, probably.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I had gone with Jimmy and them one time a long time ago and record one there. Played a little bit of mandolin with him, recording at J.D. Miller. Yeah.
Do you remember what song came out of that session? I'm putting you on the spot, Robert.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
C'est trop longtemps passé.
Oui, il y a trop longtemps. Il y a plusieurs années. Hein? Comment ça dit ça? Il y a un tas d'eau qui a passé en bas le pont?
Exactement.
Yeah. But anyway, I had heard the man talk about, you know, I thought about Daddy Bob, but it was Big Bob. Huh?
Right. So it was not, and you were a member of the Daddy Bob and the Blue Sky Boys. So but probably none of the members of the band have a copy of that record that was made.
I had even heard of somebody that was real good friends with James, you know, we'd call him J.N., Mr.
Yeah,
James.
Right.
And I forgot who it was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I said maybe did have a copy, you know, but...
Sworn talked to us last
week. I'd sure like to have a copy of that thing.
Yeah,
sure
right.
Would.
And Jane's brother, Sworn, talked to us last week, and obviously... what we know is that there was nobody around had a copy of that record.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a one of a kind, and that might not be any left, you know.
C'est beaucoup rare. Right.
Well, okay, James. Well, that's what I want to know.
Thanks a lot, and happy Easter to you and the family.
Thank you and Mark.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
You know, Cheryl was reminding me, and I'd like to share this with everyone else. I think a lot of people are curious of what's going on with the old welfare office. You know, they've painted it over on LaSalle Street, the old welfare office. If anybody might know exactly what's going to be taking place there, we'd certainly like to know that, Jim.
Right. Some of the works in progress.
Yeah, there's some kind of improvements going on at the old welfare office.
Right. Okay. So that's also at the old bank building on Main Street. That's Pam and Company that I think that are restoring the old building and have some plans for that.
So maybe
also
Pam can give us an idea of exactly what's going to be taking place there.
I know they've been working on that project for a long time. Okay, let's see what. I was using the some initials, and on this date, of course, the President Roosevelt signed the Emergency Relief Appropriations Act, which provided money for WPA. Does anybody remember? And we talked about that some years back, but does anybody remember what the words the letters WPA stood for, you know, and the CCCs and all of this other stuff that was part of the administration, the New Deal and all this kind of stuff? All right, on la chance pour s'il y a personne sur la ligne à cette heure, on va parler pour Laverne's Insurance Agency. C'est un plaisir de faire du business avec des amis, mes amis. Des vaillants cadjins comme Melvin Laverne et Charlie Manuel au Laverne's Insurance Agency. 118 Court Street. Ça, c'est la rue de la Maison de Cour, entre Maine et la Maison de Cour. Et tu vas trouver là du monde qui est vaillant, du monde qui veut vous assister dans tous les moyens à vous fournir la protection que vous voulez. La protection que vous désirez, que vous méritez, avec Laverne's Insurance Agency, une vraie agence d'assurance indépendante qui peut vous mettre avec les meilleures compagnies et spécialistes dans la qualité d'assurance que vous en avez besoin. Ça se fait, soyez sûr de venir les visiter. Quand tu as besoin de l'assurance, ça ne fait pas de différence quelle qualité. Venez voir Laverne's Insurance Agency, 118 Court Street, le numéro de fond 363-3292. Il peut vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. 363-3292 pour Laverne's Insurance Agency de Charlie Melvin et toute leur famille et leur staff. Happy Easter! Bonne fête à tous de vous. Mr. Happy Blake is on the line, et bonjour, Blake.
Hey, bonjour, vous autres, ça c'est Happy Blake à la pharmacie de Blake à la ville plate de sur MacArthur et South Chitania. And I just want to invite everybody to come on down and visit us. We have prescriptions, we have over-the-counter medications, we have gifts, we have colognes and fragrances for men and women in the hard-to-find category, and we are so happy. We just want everybody to come on down over here and visit with us. And I want to tell everybody to have a good, happy, safe Easter, and don't pack too many eggs.
Okay, so you'll be happy if you go visit Happy Blake and all the staff at the two locations.
You got it. Y'all take care, guys, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Blake.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. Ça se fait, Blake, et tous ces pharmaciens sont toujours capables de remplir les prescriptions aussi, et tous les autres choses qu'ils ont pour offrir.
Il est content aussi.
Oh oui, il est tout le temps de bonne humeur.
And I'll call, Jim.
All right, et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, hello, Mr. Jim.
Uh-huh.
B.J. Fontenot.
B.J.? Well, we haven't heard your voice in a while.
Yeah, I listen, I just don't call all the time. Listen, y'all were talking about the Arboretum in 65. I was listening to Camille, and Bonnie was saying something about he did the electrical, and she was a cotton picker.
Right.
Do y'all, does any, Park Road, what we call the Park Road, 3042?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when they made it? What year?
Oh, I don't remember what year, BJ, but I remember it was a wonderful thing, because otherwise, before that, you had to go down 167 and take what we now call the old Park Road.
Right, we turned it to skating rink or Louis Junkyard, because when I was young and we'd go, Daddy was friends with some of the people that had the camps at the golf course.
Uh-huh.
And you'd stay straight in front of Dr. Dupre's camp.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to the port, you had to take a left at the Y, and it would come out right by the port.
Right, almost across from the main gates.
Exactly. I was just wondering, we were talking about that the other day, because we were fishing in the park, me and Norman Coulthard.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about that, what year did they make that road?
Yeah, that would be a very good question, and I'm sure somebody listening out there right now can remember that.
Yeah, the people that have good memories.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, Mr. Jamie, I'll have a good one. It's nice talking to you.
Hey, Beach, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And I'll call, Jim.
Okay, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
This is Ruby Rougeau again.
Yes, Miss Ruby. Uh-huh.
What was it you asked? I always have to have one.
Okay, BJ was asking what year that blacktop, new road to Chico State Park, the one that passes right by the K&B Grocery and Carrie's and all that.
I don't know when it started. I wanted the answer. CCC or...
Right.
Was it before that?
That was the question before the road situation. Yeah, right. What the WPA and CCC stood for.
WPA was Works Progress Administration.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
CCC, I believe, was Civilian Conservation
Corps.
No, another word.
Civilian Conservation Corps. You're right on that, too.
That's Corps. That's right.
Uh-huh.
And then NYA was National Youth Administration.
Yeah, there was, I forget what's the term.
They hire young kids.
Uh-huh.
And they'd instruct them, they get them jobs in a certain place, and they'd instruct them, and they'd give them a little check, you know?
Yeah, the checks weren't big, but it was better than
what we had before.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people started with NYA.
Uh-huh.
And worked their whole career in offices, you know, and learned how to do things they hadn't. One was Gerda DeVille. She worked with Lester Swallow Senior, was in charge of NYA.
Uh-huh.
And she worked with Lester's program for a good many years. And then when Superintendent Long, they wanted a secretary, she worked in there, and they gave her a steady job after that.
Yeah, she was trained, uh-huh.
There for 20-some-odd years, but she died. She was young. She was in her 40s when she died.
Well, thank you so much for calling and giving us that information.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now. And we were talking about Chico Park just a moment ago, and of course the Civilian Conservation Corps, where they used a lot of this, the labor from those young men hired through CCC to develop what is now Chico State Park. So that was a wonderful thing.
So we need to find out what year did the Chico Park Road open up or was constructed.
Right.
And
it was a shortcut to Chico Park by
the shortcut road to Chico Park. And how do you say tuna in French? We still don't have an answer for that, Jim.
Okay, right. So let's see. Cody and Trudy, you usually can come up with some answers to words like that. So if they're tuned in this morning, or anybody else for that matter. Allons parler pour Fontenot Physical Therapy. Rappelez-vous que la prochaine fois, tu as besoin de service de physical therapy. Il y a votre docteur que tu voudrais choisir, Fontenot Physical Therapy ou Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Ils ont beaucoup d'années d'expérience ensemble et aider au monde, pareil comme vous, qui aurait besoin de l'assistance de physical therapy. Peut-être c'est suivant une maladie, une opération, un accident, quelque chose comme ça. Le docteur dit, tu as besoin de physical therapy. Gardez en idée que vous avez le droit de choisir Fontenot Physical Therapy et Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Et de Tim et Susie Fontenot, leur famille, et tous les employés, ils vont vous souhaiter le meilleur sentiment de la saison pour cette semaine ici. Allons pas oublier la raison pour la célébration, pour Jeudi Saint, pour Vendredi Saint. Et puis ça, c'est l'observance de la mortalité à Jésus-Christ dessus la croix. Et c'est pas tout le temps une occasion de célébration. Mais là, of course, le jour de Pâques et la résurrection, ça se fait. Ça, c'est le message de la saison qui vient de la Fontenot Physical Therapy, Jack Miller Road, et la Fontenot Physical Therapy West, Vidrey Medical Clinic, Highway numéro 10, à Vidrey.
OK, Jim, on a un autre call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, M. Jim. Bonjour, Mark. Ça, c'est Tim Fontenot.
Oui, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Yes, the man himself.
I'm talking about WPA, one of my old neighbors. Poor thing, he's passed away, but he was a good neighbor. Mr. Ned Jack Fontenot helped work on Chico State Park through WPA.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there was a lot of good projects. Like we still don't reap in the benefits of some of those projects that were done at that time.
Right. You're right, Tim.
And I wanted to know if anybody watched The Big Loser last night. They saw the haka performed.
No, well...
three of our patients called. I said, "Oh, good." I said, "Lisa Bill Platt, with you at that net?" And we're excited. We're gonna have another T Cotton Bowl next year, and that'll be on November 6th. It'll be the last game of the year.
All right. Well, how about that? You're planning way ahead in advance, huh?
Oh, we're excited. We didn't know if we'd have another one, so thank God we do.
Right.
Look, I hope you'll have a blessed Easter.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
Right.
Yeah, he's talking about the Workers' Progress Administration and so forth. We still have the WPA Road, of course, in the Whiteville to Morrow area, and that was developed through WPA. Okay, ça se fait. On a une petite chance pour parler pour un autre message ici. On va parler pour Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Et mes amis, écoute. Quand ça vient temps pour faire le couvert, ta fourniture, observe dans le sofa peut-être, ou la berceuse, le recliner, une autre chaise. T'as besoin de faire ça, le couvert, le faire bourrer encore, le couvert. N'oubliez pas d'appeler de ce Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, numéro de fond 363-70NN. 363-70NN, le numéro de fond, l'adresse est 614 la rue East LaSalle. Pour faire le couvert, toute ta fourniture et tes coussins, tes seat covers et différentes choses comme ça, il est content d'être capable de faire ça pour vous. Il vous montre les samples, vous choisissez ça, vous voulez, là, il fait une estimation, je vais dire quoi. Pour des informations, appelle encore 363-70NN et là, Happy Easter de la Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Mark?
Okay, Jim, let's see. No, still don't have any more calls.
All right.
Let's see. Now we do.
Okay, on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, bonjour, c'est Winky. How's it going? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Winky. Yes.
How's it going, Jim?
You're on the air.
All right. I have an answer for Mark about tuna.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, I'm lucky enough that there's a story that goes along with it. About 8 or 10 years ago, we were in France. My wife and I, and if I'm not mistaken, it was Dr. Henry Dupre and his wife. And regardless, we were in a restaurant, and you know, when you're in a different place, you know, you get kind of small because you really don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I wanted a salad, and I wanted a tuna salad, and I saw a salad close to me. A person was having one, and it looked like a tuna salad. So I kept trying to ask the lady that was waiting on us, who was very nice, for a tuna salad. And then I'd try in French. Of course, I didn't know the name for tuna. And so I could say salad, and I could say salad comme ça, and I'd point. And then she'd keep telling me, you know, something about it, and I didn't know what she was saying. So we went back and forth with that for a while. So finally she caught me by the hand, and she brought me in the kitchen. And she brought me to the area where there was a can or a package of tuna. And the word for tuna is ton. Ton is the word.
Like T-O-N or something like that?
As best I could spell it, yes, T-O-N. And that's what she was telling me, Juton.
Juton.
And, I was pretty small, but, you know, you learn something all the time, and that's what I was in France for, was to learn stuff.
And that was printed indelibly in your memory for a long time with an experience like that, huh?
Right, so that's tuna. And, look, I just wanted to let everybody know, the listening audience, y'all talking about Chico State Park and Louisiana Folk Roots and the Dewey Camp. We're getting fired up. We're beginning to set up the tents today, and lining up all the bands. I know, Jim, you're going to be there with us on opening day. We're looking forward to that. Everything is going fine. We got a big boucherie going on. We have a band from France. We have all our music, and appreciate everything KVPR does for us, and hoping to see everybody out there. And that's the 17th of April to the 24th.
All right. Very good. Looking forward to it, Winky.
Okay. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right.
Okay,
you
Winky.
Too.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to be hearing more from Winky, and of course, KVPI, keep listening. We'll give you a lot more information about all the many activities going on all week long that week.
All right, bien bon. Et allons parler pour du manger à cette heure, Mark. Allons parler pour les préparations pour les dîners de vendredi saint, jeudi saint, samedi et dimanche, jour de Pâques, qui veut des matériaux pour les affaires pour barbecue, bien des rôtis, des jambons et toutes sortes d'autres choses. Venez voir Orego's Food Lane. Orego's Food Lane. Et puis, ça, c'est Chad et Yvette Fontenot et leur staff à 209 Northeast Railroad Avenue, ici à Davidplatte, droite, le long du chemin de fer. Mais tu ne peux pas manquer la place entre Maine et La Salle. Numéro de fond, 363-5384. 363-5384. Content d'accepter tes stamps, et, enfin, des cartes de gouvernement, credit cards, debit cards, et toutes sortes de choses comme ça. Et ils ont tout le temps des bons specials qu'après courir, des specials de viande de 10 livres, 20 livres, et ainsi de suite. Et là, je vais te dire quoi? Oublie pas que pour un temps limité, tu vas trouver cette semaine, la dernière semaine, pour le crawfish boudin. Si tu aurais faim pour du crawfish boudin, boudin des écrevisses. Oh, c'est délicieux, un tas. Et là, naturellement, tous les autres boudins qu'ils vous offrent, et les rôtis, et tout, enfin, tout ça, la viande boucanée aussi, tout ça, tu peux demander pour c'est valable. Avec Chad et Yvette Fontenot, le staff, au Orego's Food Lane, 209 Northeast Railroad Avenue, et le numéro de fond, 363-5384. OK, Mark?
All right, we only have a few minutes left, so if you've been wanting to get in on the conversation, give us a phone call here at KVPI 363-2124.
We are going to be running out of time before long, so we certainly got the answer for the tuna, huh, Mark?
Yes, we did.
Winky has that in his memory for a long time with that kind of experience, even going to the kitchen to see the name on the can.
We're still waiting to hear about Chico Park Road.
Yeah, right. BJ's question about when was that road, that blacktop, from Ville Platte to Chico Park, direct, you know, that comes out on 106.
Is that 3042?
Yeah. Right. That's the highway number. Does anybody remember when that was opened? I recall it took a good while to build that. There was a lot of c'était bousier. There was some mud before they put that blacktop on. Some people were using it, you know, and made some ruts.
On a call, Jim.
Un phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? You're on the air. Hello.
Jim.
Uh-huh.
Don.
Oui. Go ahead, Don.
Good. First part, Don.
All right. Mais toi aussi, ta voix est faible, là. Mais on t'a préécouté.
Mais écoute, tu attendais, tu comptes?
Oui.
Il y avait un prêcheur. Il nous met cimetière collé à notre église.
Uh-huh.
Il a été, il t'a fait marcher, tu connais. Et il a commencé à attendre une lamentation. Il y avait un homme qui tapait sur la montée. Il cognait la terre avec ses mains. Il était à plat par terre. Il pleurait. Et il dit, regarde, j'étais aussi content avant qu'il crève. Il dit,
uh-huh.
J'avais une bonne vie. Et ça fait le prêtre avancer, le prêcheur. Il dit, qui a mon nom? T'as perdu ta femme? Ça m'en fait pour toi. Non, non. C'est le mari de ma femme qui est mort.
Oh! Oh! All right. Thank you. All right.
Another
phone call, on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, Kenneth Vigerine.
Yes, Kenneth, go ahead.
That road was in construction around 58, 59. I took a spill on that road before they put the black top up on my motor scooter.
You flipped it?
Yeah, I flipped a motor scooter on that road.
Uh-huh.
Around 58, 59.
Around 58 or 59 then?
Maybe another year earlier, maybe another year later.
Uh-huh. Okay, so then when you flipped it, it was still not blacktop yet?
No, it was. The road was dirt.
Uh-huh.
It hadn't blacktop it at the time.
Some red, lots of red dirt on that road too. Huh?
A lot of holes and big lumps of dirt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All righty.
And some ruts. So 58 or 59, you said?
That's what I believe.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kenneth.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. 363-2124.
Et tandis qu'on a la chance, on va parler pour du café dans le paquet jaune.
For those who never had the chance.
32 years old, and I've never experienced pure joie.
For those who've never forgotten. Pure joie? It's been so long. Great news. Melotoy Pure Coffee is back. For over 40 years, it put the joie in the V of more Louisianians than any other coffee.
My parents, they had pure joie every morning.
Why settle for just a cup of coffee when you can experience pure joie? Mellow Joy Coffee.
Mellow Joy Coffee Company is proud.
All right, ça se fait le bon café Mellow Joy dans le paquet jaune. Plus tu le bois et plus tu le veux. Et puis ça, c'est le meilleur café que tu peux demander pour. Ça, c'est le café Mellow Joy. Et on aimerait dire merci beaucoup à tous de vous qui avez pris part dans le programme. N'oublie pas que vendredi sera Charles Emmanuel et Mark qui sera là pour vous donner des avis, des conseils et des informations. Et ça se fait, n'oubliez pas d'écouter pour ça. Le programme aujourd'hui présenté à vous par Eastern Exxon, Quality Medical Care and Services, le Café Mellow Joy, Laverne's Insurance Agency, Manual Hardware, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Jamard's Incorporated, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Audigo's Food Lane, Blake's Pharmacy et Le Floyd's Record Shop. Ça se fait jusqu'à la prochaine fois. Que le bon Dieu nous bénisse. Tous les États-Unis, allons pas oublier de prier, mes amis. Priez pour le futur de nos États-Unis. On l'a besoin. Au revoir.
Et après écouter la station radio KVPI AM FM La Ville Plante et sur le Internet, restez tuned pour la musique à prévenir.